You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. The star attraction, the one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Now you seem to have a little bit of your bio father with the doing the drugs.
Yeah, absolutely repeating the sins of my father.
And then you are very similar to your mother in personality, you said. But what do you think you've gotten from your adoptive parents in the
I've
house?
I've gotten a lot of support.
Yeah.
I've gotten...
What do you think you've learned? Like, they unconditionally love you.
They do, and I love them too.
They're just not great at parenting.
Well, they just, I don't think, they did as great as they could, you know? And looking back, I have no ill will. I'm not angry about anything, and I know that they really were trying. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
Oh, yeah. Is your mother jealous of your relationship with Dorothy?
I don't know. I get really afraid of that. I was actually thinking about that last night. Mm-hmm. It's not, my family doesn't make me feel bad about wanting a relationship with my biological family, but it makes me feel like I'm cheating on them.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I wonder what my kids, you know, if they ever met, which I don't know if they'll ever want to, and they might when they have kids, you know, but I wonder how it would make me feel. But I feel really secure in my relationship with them.
Yeah, well, they're your kids. And I've told my parents, you know, she is my biological mother. She is not my mom.
Right.
And same thing, you know, for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Are Joey and Jennifer, are they close with your parents?
Nobody's really close in my immediate family. I think my brother might be the closest to them.
But don't they come to your shows
and
stuff?
They do. I mean, I'm close with
my mom.
They're
probably so proud of you.
They are. And I love them for that.
Yeah.
And my brother's close with my dad. And my sister, you know, I don't think is really close with anyone.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah,
okay.
It's nuts. Also, for kids out there that are adopted and having a really hard time finding answers, if you want them, I highly suggest 23andMe or something like that.
Oh, yes. That's what I did.
It's a super fucking great way to see who you're connected to.
And where you're from.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Nationality?
Yeah.
I'm English, Dutch, and Swedish and Irish.
Not one bit of Jew, huh?
Not one bit of a Jew.
Fucking shit.
I know.
I wanted to be black. You know, I'm like, please let me be black.
You know, I thought that I might have been when I was a kid. I was on a swim team and I tanned super dark and really easily. And, you know, and I could also sing in a soulful way.
Yeah.
And literally, I'd be like, I wonder if I'm half black.
I wanted something.
Yeah.
99.7% Ashkenazi Jew.
What's the other percent?
100% European. The other is Sardinian and Neanderthal.
Okay. Well, you're not black, Judy. I'm sorry to say.
A little bit.
I know, hon. We all want that.
I know. Well, not all of us.
Not all of us.
Just the smart ones.
Just
okay, so,
friends.
Wow, that was a good tangent we went on.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to you quit school.
Mm-hmm.
You work at Starbucks.
Yep.
You move into a crack house?
Yeah, I couldn't afford anything. And
your parents were like, I'm not giving you
my
any
parents
more.
Completely cut me off.
Because you quit school.
Yeah, and it was very much like, oh, you want to be in the real world? Well, welcome.
Do you think that was a good thing?
I do. I do. I wish that it wouldn't, that it wasn't so abrupt, but at the same time,
what else was going to happen?
What else yeah. were they going to do for me? And, I was too irresponsible to, you know anything like that. Everything had been handed to me.
And you move out of this apartment.
We found a building.
Whose way?
My friend Shayla and I.
Shayla Jewish?
No. She's this punk rock girl that loves the band GWAR.
Okay, never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shayla, how did you meet her? At school
just
or no?
School.
Okay, and so she did she graduate?
No, we dropped out together. And we found this dilapidated crack house in South Philly that was super cheap. We would have the entire second floor to ourselves.
Okay.
And then Shayla had this friend, Bill, who was just coming out, 18, severely abused by his family, and needed to get out. And so
he moved in with
in with us.
And shared the rent.
Yeah.
So you're working at Starbucks, and you get into an abusive relationship.
With Bill.
With Bill.
Yeah.
So he is repeating the sins of his.
Yeah. And
did you feel sorry for him in the beginning? So, I mean, he's younger than you,
right? I was in love with him.
Right.
And
what was it about him that you...
He was just beautiful and made me laugh. And he was everything that I wasn't physically.
Right.
You know, and he gave me attention.
Right.
And... I just fell head over heels for him. I don't think he fell in love with me, but I didn't realize that at the time.
Right. Now, did you cry in front of him?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a really hard, like, Elisa, it's like, you never cry. But I do cry, but I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been so hard. And I won't cry in front of other people. And it's because I feel like... I don't want them to see me vulnerable because I've been fucking, called Bigfoot and Sasquatch my whole, what I mean? It's weird that you've been covering up your feelings, for so long that you don't want to, show people.
Same thing happened at my grandma's funeral and Shiva, like, I just acted like I was like Mrs. Brady, just running around being like, hi, how's everybody doing?
Oh, wow.
And then I would go in the bathroom and sob and then come back out.
Whose mother? Your mother's mother?
My dad's mom.
Your dad. What was her name?
Patty. She was the best.
Oh, at least you had Patty.
Yeah. No, Patty was like the definition of unconditional love.
Yeah.
She was
my grandmother, Dorothy, was like that.
Aww.
So, okay. So you move into a crack house.
Yeah.
Are you calling your parents during this time?
I call them, but mostly as a fuck you. Mostly to be like, guess where I'm living? In a crack house.
And what would they say? Oh, John. I'll do a phone call. Hello.
Hi, Dad, Mom.
Hi, it's your mother.
Hi, Mom. How you doing?
I'm fine. Jennifer's on my nerves and Joey's on my nerves.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that I found a place.
Good.
Well, it's a crack house. Joel.
Joel. Oh, that's right. Joel.
What?
It's Josh.
Oh.
Okay. He found a place.
Yeah, but don't get too excited. It's a crack house. It's right by the project.
What?
It's all I can afford.
What?
Anyway, Mom, take care.
Hello? Like,
it was that kind of thing.
Hello? Oh, my God.
And then...
would she call you back? Oh, you couldn't. You didn't have cell phones.
No, we just had the landline.
Right.
And then I got fired from Starbucks.
Because of Bill?
Of me. Like, I was terrible. I didn't give a shit.
Right.
And...
And you got a job as a
phone sex operator.
A woman.
Yeah. Hi, this is Fiona.
Okay, ready? We're doing this right now. Okay. Was it guys that called?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ready? By the way, let me just say something about this before we do this scene. When I lived in LA, I had two roommates, okay? And one of them worked from home, and she did marketing and advertising. And then I found out a couple of years later she was a phone sex operator. Okay. Now, so I'm going to be the guy.
Okay.
So hello?
Hi, this is Fiona. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tracy Wilt.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Good. I fucking
yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard because I'm directing this play and
fuck.
Bye, bye, Birdie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and...
You ever been fucked on a stage, Tracy?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's my fantasy. So let me tell you about me. I'm like 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
I've got long blonde hair, really big breasts, and I love being tickled. Anyway, where are you from?
Tickle you. I'm from Poway.
Oh, Poway.
Yeah, California.
Fuck. The city in the country. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
That's really hot.
Yeah.
You know what's really nice is that you just sound so romantic and sweet.
Yeah.
And honestly, Tracy, so many guys call up and they are so mean and stuff.
What?
And just like hearing a real man like you.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's a breath of fresh air. I wish I could find someone like you in my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're gonna make sticky.
And you did all the talking.
Yeah. Well, see, you had to keep them on the line for 10 minutes before you could really get into sex talk. Because I worked in an office, like in a cubicle. I wasn't working from home.
All right, so you do the 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then you let them come. And then
you know they're coming.
Oh, yeah. And
I'm so stupid with guys.
And then you go like, my extension is 257.
And would you get repeat callers?
Oh, yeah. I fell in love with one.
No fucking way.
I fell in love with one.
Okay. Are you the only guy that's doing the woman?
One of the only guys.
Okay. And what were the women like? Were they heinous looking?
No. Well, most of them were like Muslim girls from South Philly.
Wow.
Punk rock kids at the squatters or some trans people.
Okay. I need to discuss the falling in love. So what happens?
Well, I was in this horrific relationship with Bill and it was starting to get extraordinarily violent. And this guy, Dave.
And did you defend yourself?
No, I didn't.
I know.
I was trying to help him and trying to show him how much I love him and that he's okay. Are you okay, Judy? So, you know, everybody,
Judy's
headphones got caught in her hair.
My ear, and it's fucking hanging on. All right, go ahead.
So things at home were going really bad. And, I was so depressed because I moved there to be an actor and I just felt like such a fucking failure and a disappointment.
Right.
And this guy, Dave, called me every day. Well, called Fiona. And we never talked about sex. He wanted to hear about my life.
And you created this character?
Well, as Fiona, I started telling him what was happening in my life.
Like as Fiona?
Yeah.
Like at you? Okay.
But, you know, it was a little different. I was saying that I was doing this secretly to save money so I can get out. And all he wanted to do was encourage me and tell me how he was going to make my life better and how much he cared for me and loved me and, like, that I was special and that I should pursue my dreams. He never came. Yeah, no, we never, ever, ever talked about sex. And I just fell in love with him.
Every day?
Every day.
How many minutes?
Like 30 to 40, which is really expensive. Now, here's the fucking kicker, Judy.
Kick.
During Finding Neverland, I was telling the story of this, you know, backstage, and this guy in the show, Rory, said, was his name Dave? And I went, yeah. And he said, I was working in a bar in Delaware where the morning manager, Dave, was fired because he was calling a phone sex line every day.
No fucking
way. So
how can you not believe in, like, anything?
Well, because you look at the Titanic, you look at the Holocaust.
Right, you're right.
You know,
you're
show
right.
me the fucking reason.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Do you fucking, like, is this before
Jaws
a
on
show?
The floor. On middle of the show. Jaws
so
on the floor.
So you have to go back on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bananas.
So you're like, oh my God. And then it's like, gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the show ends. What does he tell you?
Nothing. Like, just that was it. And because I was like, who knows if this is him or not?
Oh, please.
I mean, what are the odds? A bartender in Delaware named Dave in 2001.
Oh,
you know, and my. Dave, if you're listening.
Dave.
Hi, I miss you, baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah, God, I was in love with him.
So, but you couldn't control, you didn't have his number.
Nope.
So did he stop calling or what happened?
No, eventually, you know, things got bad enough with Bill that I had to move out in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, homeless, living on a friend's couch, and I moved to New York, and that was it. And I have no idea what happened to him.
Wow.
I never got
to be like... If you're out there, Dave.
I know. I never got to be like, I'm leaving the line.
You
got to
write a show about Fiona.
I am. Right now with Anna Lee Ashford and Craig Jessup.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
If you need punch up, baby.
You know I always need a punch up.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Oh my God, your life is fascinating.
It's bizarre.
It's the greatest. Hey everyone. I love our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. I don't know if you've noticed when we show the clips of the podcast that I have a new best friend in my office named Avi. And where did I get Avi? At Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States of America. And I am a happy customer. I love walking in this room and seeing my fig tree, Avi. I talk to Avi. I love it. It makes me happy. And you need plant life in your house. And I have another plant on my piano in the other room. I'm just telling you, it makes your home so much more of a home. So thank you to Fast Growing Trees. They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees. They have palm trees. They have evergreens. They have houseplants and so much more. And I'm in an apartment in New York. Okay? I don't even have a yard outside. And it's changed my life. Do it. Go to Fast Growing Trees. And whatever you're interested in, they have it. They have the perfect fit for your climate, for your space. You can call them and ask them how to take care of your plants. They have so much information. And it's so easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They have free plant consultation forever. Forever. And I have a new best friend, Avi. I love you, Avi. So do it. You don't need a yard. You don't need a lot of space. You just need to make your home a beautiful place. And that's where Fast Growing Trees comes in. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Do it. You're welcome. Okay, so you move to New York. Where do you go?
I'm subletting a friend's apartment at 125th and Broadway.
Oh, very mm-hmm. nice. Now, do you call your parents?
When I have to.
And how do you have the money for the apartment?
Good question.
Thank you.
Maybe it was like a bond that I got from my bar mitzvah or something.
Yeah, that's good. See how the Jews cut?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Bring it in, baby. Bring it in. Okay. So you moved to this apartment.
Yeah.
This is 2003?
Yeah. Yeah.
See
2003.
How I do my research?
I know. You're really good.
Thanks, bitch. And you're auditioning.
Yeah.
And you go on tour with Wicked.
Yeah.
Is that your first job you got?
That's my first big job. Okay. I was here in the city a while before that happened. And also, like, keep in mind, I was very heavy set. Right before I did Wicked, it was when the Atkins diet was all the craze.
Yes, yes.
I did that, lost like 110 pounds in a couple of months, just like melted off. I was a stick. And then I booked Wicked. And as soon as I booked Wicked, I slowly started putting my weight back on.
Wow.
Yeah. And that show was such a miserable experience.
It was?
Yeah, it was awful.
How come?
The associate
was Tracy
director was
involved?
A
Tracy
lunatic.
Wilt?
No, Tracy Wilt. Somebody much like Tracy Wilt.
I love how that's the theme of our show.
Yeah, but the associates were so fucking mean. Just like obnoxiously...
This is for the tour.
Yeah, for the tour. And like they would come out before the director Joe Mantello would come out.
Yeah.
And they would act as if like Joe Mantello was going to execute their families if the show wasn't perfect. And
so it's all about them as usual.
It was awful. And we used to say, show me on the doll where Wicked touched you. And I don't know if it's still like that. It's so right. many years later.
Right.
But, you know, at the time it was
fucking
horrendous.
But did you make friends and stuff?
I made plenty of friends. I had a great time.
How was the housing?
The housing was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You were making so much money. It was the most money I've ever made, you know, at that point in my life.
And did you put it away?
Yes, I put away some.
Good.
Thank goodness, because...
Save your money.
Save your fucking
cash. If you're in show business... Save your fucking money. It doesn't last.
No, it doesn't. And then after 9 months, they came to me and they said, we're not renewing your contract.
Why do you think it was?
They do that with everybody.
Right, right, right.
But for me, it felt like I did something wrong.
Right.
And I became extraordinarily depressed, was drinking super heavy, mm-hmm. came back to New York. And then a few months later, one of my best friends like randomly died.
What?
Yeah. Healthiest person I know. And he had some sort of aneurysm.
Oh, my God. And how old?
30. We were texting, and then he stopped texting. And then that night, I got a call.
Wait a minute. So it happened while he was texting you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was the first time I've ever experienced real loss. I mean, I'd lost grandparents at that point.
Right. But you know, this is like the AIDS crisis was like, I talk about this, like you're in your 20s and you're like, oh my God, my friends are going to die. You know, like it was, yeah, it's horrible when they're not supposed to die.
Yeah.
So that's awful.
I know. And I just went
to
this.
Was he an actor?
Yeah. His name was Jorge Maldonado and he was wonderful and beautiful. So handsome. Aww. It's just so tragic. And, you know, and that just put me in a huge spiral of not wanting to get out of bed, just wanting to be like stoned or drunk.
Right.
And it took a while to climb out of that and function.
Depression is the worst.
Awful.
It's awful. But it does. It's temporary.
Yeah, it
is. That's what people don't realize when they're in the middle of it. Okay. So your friend dies. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
And then, you know, once I sort of got myself back on my feet, I was doing a lot of regional work. To the point that
I'm not making the money you did at Wicked.
Yeah. No. You know, regional work, you make, you know, like $700 to $800 right. a week or something. And eventually I just couldn't do it anymore.
But it's also, you're living out of it's awful to live on the road.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you have a home and you're like, what am I doing this for? Like I get on stage. Yes. Like the only good time of my day when I was on the road was like getting on stage. And then if I was in a place where they hated me, it fucking sucked.
Yep. Yep. And nobody would want to be in a relationship.
Right. Oh, you know, yeah, absolutely not.
To this day, I still have a hard time negotiating how the fuck you have one. But
no one knows how to be in a fucking relationship.
No one knows. But I decided that I didn't really want to do this anymore. And then I got an audition for the revival.
Wait. Before we go there.
Okay.
Did you not become a born-again Christian?
I did in high school.
I thought it was... Oh, fuck.
No. See, you need an intern.
I know. I did all of this.
That was in high school, and the born-again thing was so I wouldn't be gay and also sort of like as a fuck you to my family.
Okay, what year was this? Was this after you met your... I can't believe we're going back.
No, that was
sophomore
year of high school, maybe junior year.
Junior year.
Yeah.
You decide to be a born-again.
Uh-huh.
And that was after you talked to your mother on the phone and met your bio mother.
Yep.
So that could have been part of it.
Mm.
Plus your self-hatred for being gay.
Yeah.
Also, wow.
Like my friends, you know, everybody was Mormon or really Christian.
Religion's so fucked up.
I know.
Okay. Were your parents like freaking out?
Oh my God. They were devastated.
Did you have a cross?
I did. I wore a cross that was of nails.
You're fucking lying. Wait. Your parents, you didn't go to synagogue, I hope, during this period of time. But
I would go to church Saturday nights and Sunday mornings.
Okay, let's do that conversation.
Isn't that nuts?
Josh, what is that necklace?
It's a cross, Mom.
Excuse me?
Mom, I've been looking into my heart a lot.
Uh-huh.
And what I have found...
Josh!
Mom,
get over here.
is that Jesus,
oh my God,
is our Lord and Savior. No, it's okay.
Oh my God. Joe, get over here. I'm having a heart attack.
Mom. Yes. Mom, it's going to be okay.
No, it's not. Oh my God.
No, Mom. Listen, I love you.
Jesus Christ. I love you. What is going on? What did I do? God, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do to deserve this? Oh my God.
And I'm praying for you.
So how long did this go on?
Maybe like 6 months.
Oh my God. And then had you... You just
I think I just stopped.
Oh,
I
was like, God, that's fucking
being
hilarious.
Gothic looks more exciting.
Okay. You're on the road, you're doing regional, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Been there, done that. You get an audition for the Broadway revival of Hair.
Yeah.
Thinking, there's no part for me, but I'll go to the audition. And you weren't even going to go. You called your agent and you're like, I'm not going.
I was like, I'm balding and fat. They don't want me.
And you're like, I'm not going. And your agent's like, no, just go. And you go. And it was a grueling audition, I understand.
Yeah. That final callback was 5 hours.
Wow.
There were like 50 people dancing. One guy broke his knee during it, which was devastating.
And he did not get cast.
Yeah. And I was like, thank God, because I did. And literally, I called my agent when I left there feeling defeated. I left him a voicemail saying that I don't want to do this anymore and that I want to quit.
Which agent was this?
His name was Craig at, what was it called? Avalon Artists.
Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Craig Holtzberg.
Craig.
Wonderful
man.
Wonderful, wonderful man.
And you called him?
And I called him and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he called me back in the morning and said, I'm so sorry that you feel this way. I think you should hang in there because they just offered you Hair. And
what did you do?
I like fell to the floor. The first person I called was my mom.
Aww.
And then my dad.
Aww.
And then my boyfriend at the time.
Aww.
And but here's the shitty thing.
Wait, mom, dad.
I was doing children's theater in New Jersey at the time, and I was so depressed that morning. I think I was on Weight Watchers, and I ordered like this festival of like waffles and pancakes and things
to
make me feel better.
Yeah.
I smoked a bowl and got super high knowing that I had to go to New Jersey to do a fucking child show.
See, I can't do that.
I mean, I normally don't, but I was so like, fuck the world.
Yeah.
And that's when he called. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't have eaten all those pancakes. And maybe I shouldn't have got really high.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You do that. And your career has been steadily amazing.
Thanks. I've been really lucky.
You're lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky, but you worked hard.
Sure.
And you're talented.
Sure.
And you're deserving of this.
Thanks.
And you're a great fucking person.
Thanks, friend.
So, the prom.
Yeah.
Tell me, you know, you created this role, correct?
Yeah.
So... I mean, I never saw it. I'm so mad. Don't yell at me.
I won't.
I was on the road and Alisa fucking saw it. And she's like, we have to go see it. And I was like, okay, when are we going? And then it closes because I was away.
Yeah.
So tell me all about like you, was it a workshop? What was
it? Yeah. Well, first it was a reading and I was in the ensemble. And then we did a workshop and I was in the ensemble and I loved it. And, then it went to Atlanta to do an out-of-town tryout, and what show was it? I think it was Neverland. I quit it. I went down to Atlanta in the ensemble.
Neverland, which you were obsessed with as a kid and end up being in. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then, so we're doing the show, and that's when Casey Nicholaw, the director, pulls me aside during, I think it was like the last week of tech, maybe the first week of previews, and he said, we're firing the guy playing Sheldon on Sunday. He doesn't know. Nobody knows. You're going on. Don't tell anybody. There will be some secret rehearsals.
And you said, thank God I didn't order in waffles, pancakes,
and
smoke
high.
A bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then...
Were you like freaking out?
Yeah, especially because I couldn't tell anybody. And then also this actor who was so sweet and so kind and good. He was just wrong for the show.
Right.
I would be like, hey, bud, how are you doing? And he would say,
carry that around.
I love this show
so
much.
Oh, my God.
You know, but you know, I ended up taking over the part, doing it here in New York, and it was easily the best experience of my life.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV. Because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer, and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
You're on Broadway.
Yeah.
In this hit fucking show. Like, cult. I mean, I'm sure there were 1,000 repeat people.
Oh, yeah.
And it closes sooner than anyone thought.
Yeah, we ran for like 9 months.
And Ryan Murphy is... I guess did he buy the rights to it?
Yeah, he did. He did very early on in the run. And now he's making a movie.
And so you knew he had bought the rights?
I did.
So did everyone in the cast?
No, it was sort of, you know, I think a few of the leads and I knew, but I don't think anybody else did.
And he decides this show where all of you created these characters, workshopped the show from birth, from embryo, from seed and egg, that he's going to recast it with stars.
Yeah.
He is a genius.
He's brilliant.
He is brilliant. But my heart says you could have made the careers of these people.
Yeah.
How is that? The whole time you're probably thinking, oh, we're all going to...
Well, I think I was the only one who didn't.
Because you've been through so much fucking...
Yeah, and for me, I was like, yeah, this is great. They're doing a movie, but don't everybody start celebrating because this isn't going to be us. You know, if it...
Did you say that to them?
I was, you know, pretty open about how I felt. Uh-huh. And... same thing before they announced the cast, when I was with James Corden before the Tonys, and I was like, oh my God, he was telling me how much he fucking loved Prom. Mm-hmm. He was sending his agent to see it that night. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, you're going to be Barry in the movie. I just knew it.
Right.
And we would have other stars like Meryl and Nicole come see the show, but not stick around, which isn't like them.
Right. Because they were doing research.
Yep. And, you know, you just know these things.
Yeah.
But other people...
Well, smart people know these
things. I think felt, you know, a little blindsided and hurt, which I get.
And he is playing the role?
Yeah.
You know, but for me, it's like, what, you know, that's that show business. And, you know, Ryan Murphy was very clear. He was like, I would not get the money to make this film without stars.
It's just the way show business is. I know. And there's so many amazing actors in this town who don't get cast as leads in shows because they'll give it to a less... I could say less talented, less professional musical theater actor.
Sure.
Just because they have a name.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about money.
I forget what I heard, where I heard this, but the quote is, there are no more Broadway stars. There's just stars on Broadway.
Right. That's exactly. Yeah.
And that's
Josh,
how it is.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Prom, not only, you know, furthered your career.
Yeah.
But it also got you interested in LGBTQ plus history.
Huge. In a major way.
And I, as a gay, cannot tell you how happy that makes me, because I feel like the generation after AIDS, after the AIDS crisis, that has no fucking idea.
No idea. Well, we also have a lack of resources about our own history, especially like here, if you look at Stonewall, our resources on what actually happened and what people went through barely exists. And the AIDS epidemic, we lost generations.
Oh, please.
And
artists and you can't even, and it was hell. I can't even, it's hard to even look at videos from that period of time. And men, you know, they had to come out. Well, look, this all, you have to read Edie Windsor's book.
I will.
But this all, we wouldn't be having marriage equality or anything or fighting about pronouns right now if it wasn't for that horrible epidemic.
There's a great book called The Gay Metropolis, which is about gay, you know, history here. And I think it is vital if you are a young queer person or a young person and you are working or close with somebody who did experience and survive the epidemic, talk to them. If they're open to it, hear what happened. Hear the stories of those that we lost. See what they saw.
I mean, like, you have no idea.
No
clue. Was the manager of... Catch a Rising Star, Tony. But people wouldn't even walk in the hospital rooms.
Yeah.
My friend Carol Henry, she used a dirty needle. I remember she told me before she died, she knows exactly the night she got infected.
Wow.
It was hell. But that is a great, that's such a great thing to have, that desire to
it's so
to
important.
Learn that
we cannot
and pass
forget
it on.
This.
Yeah.
And
I think a lot of kids forget even where, not even just LGBTQ, but like with Hillary, like so many girls were like, I don't have to vote for a woman because there's going to be a woman president in my lifetime. And it's like, okay, you've been a woman for 2 years. You have no idea what it's like to be in this fucking world, you know, this country as a woman. So don't be so fucking sure. But I love that about you. Well, thanks. I love many things about you.
You too. I think a lot of young queer kids just have no idea what has come before them and how it can all easily go away.
Yes. And it's starting. Like,
and it's starting to.
Like, who fucking cares? You know, Israel, by the way, they don't care if you're trans, gay, you're going in the army, like everyone else.
Yep.
No one gives a fuck. If these people are willing to put their life on the line for my freedom, first of all, I don't have the balls to do that.
No. I would be a terrible soldier. Look at me.
Look at me. Arthritis.
I'm too lazy.
And look at that fucking fat piece of shit, dumb, fucking cocksucking, lying, classless, petty fucking criminal in the White House.
Yeah.
Fucking didn't even.
Yeah.
I don't know what that one was for, but whatever.
All right. So you're a delight. I love you so much.
I love you too.
No, I love you.
Wow.
Okay. So you, I asked my guests two questions because A, we're very pro mental health.
Yes.
So have you been on, are you on any antidepressants?
Oh yeah. I have severe, depression and anxiety problems.
Same.
I'm trying to
so
think
exciting.
Of it. Bupropion.
Yes. I'm on that.
Yeah.
What? And, how many milligrams?
Escitalopram.
I don't know what that is.
Bupropion. I'm on a lot. I think it's 150.
Yeah. I'm on 75.
I think I'm at like 150 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then bupropion.
No,
and
that's what
escitalopram.
What is that?
That's for anxiety.
No, but what's it, the name of it? Name of it?
Escitalopram. Oh, I don't know. I forget. And then I have lorazepam for those really intense attacks.
I have Paxil.
Oh,
horrible. I mean, I got off the Paxil and I lost a lot of weight. And then, but I was miserable, so I had to get back on.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. And then that's whatchamacallit? Well, Butrin.
Yeah.
And then what else? I take trazodone to sleep, but good. And you go to therapy?
Uh-huh. I do.
Yeah.
And again, for people at home that, you know, are struggling with whether they want to explore that option, it's not a fix. It doesn't heal you. It doesn't cure.
It gives
it's
you tools.
Oh, we go to therapy.
Yep. It's a tool.
And it's worth it. You're worth it.
Oh, you're so cute.
Thanks.
Okay. Final question.
Yeah.
What pisses you off more than anything in the entire fucking world?
Fucking God.
Shit, motherfucker.
So many things.
I know, right?
Like subway. What makes people who get on the fucking subway before you've gotten on?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
They go right in and I'm like, excuse, like, and they don't fucking care.
No.
But the problem is that you do that and then you'll be like, fuck it, you know, like you'll say something to them and they don't, there's nothing.
Fuck
there's
them.
Like an emptiness.
Yeah, but I yell at them anyway. I actually accidentally knocked down an old man once.
No.
Yeah, but it was a huge crowd. They were rushing on. I was trying to get off and I had to elbow my way
out. Like, let us out. But you know, that happens all the time. Like when you walk in a store and you know, you're supposed to let the person out before you go in, fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, you'll have more fucking room to go in the subway if I'm out of there.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Between that and fucking umbrellas,
lift your fucking umbrella up.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah. Those are the things that fucking make me want to hurt
people.
Wow,
I like that. I love that. Do you love getting annoyed?
I do. Also, you know, I hate to say it, but like if I'm in an Uber, I don't want to talk. Like,
when I'm in a car, like getting driven someplace, hey, and then they're like, it's like, how long have you been doing stand-up? Oh, and it's like, no.
I've stopped telling people I'm an actor. I just make shit up.
I know. I just make, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
But then they'll go and ask you.
Fuckers.
Like, what do you teach? Oh, my sister's a teacher. Shut the fuck up.
No, like I asked for a ride to Judy's, not a new friend. Not a new friend. That's not what you're getting.
Not a new friend. So, speaking of new friend, we are going to make a new theme song for
Judy. Yeah, we are.
Okay. Because, you know, I wanted to, there's this Yiddish version of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That is my favorite, right?
Okay.
And they said I couldn't get the rights to it.
Fuck them!
Wait, we'll just play a little bit of it. Okay? It's so fucking amazing. Okay? No, it's so good.
All
right, ready? Yiddish. Hold on, folks. Barry sisters. Here they are.
We're the Barry sisters.
Minnie Bagelman and Clara Bagelman. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Here they are.
What an unfortunate name.
They were from the you know, they're Jewy Jews. Okay, wait. Here it is. Wait. Here we go, folks. My cop. In the adepter, who's a sick lane, a fire, a bane to up. Gate with canes are flint. The drop, who's been raging off my cop, nor say pop. Stay here in proud, who's kept here, a royster fell. Damn.
so nice. It's like great. You may feel by their zim. Shine the zin of me.
That's incredible.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Oh, if I wasn't Jewish, I'd convert.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I couldn't use it.
Well, fuck
I'm sure I'll get in trouble now.
Yeah,
for
they
this,
were
but
beautiful.
Who cares?
Oh, well, whatever.
Fuck all right, them. It's over. Josh, I love you.
Judy, I love you.
Keep doing it. Keep going. Keep
I will.
Being a fucking hero to these adopted kids and these LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ kids. Keep creating. Only good things for you. You are the best.
Thanks, you too, Judy.
Thank you. And as we always say, salad!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.